we don't wear a mask down the through the pearl. So different things. But I wanted to ask you about, you were in New York recently, right, which is a hot spot, and you came back and quarantined yourself for 2 weeks. Just tell us, what was it like, the difference between Portland and New York in your visit?
Well, it was the first week of March that I was there. We were exhibiting work at the Armory Show. Julie Green, a Corvallis-based artist we worked with for many years. And I had a sense that things were going south before I left Portland. The way I remember that is partly because a couple of days before I left, I placed a big online order of shelf-stable foods. So clearly somewhere in the back of my mind, I was planning for, if not the worst, a not very good situation on return. And I remember when I was sitting at the airport waiting to board my flight, I ordered a whole bunch of frozen food and had it sent to my dad's house because I suddenly got very worried that he was not going to have enough to eat while I was gone.
Where is he?
He lives here in Portland as well. And so I got to New York and things were unbelievably normal there. Leaving Portland, I had already seen people wearing masks at the airport. Things were starting to feel very different. And in New York, things did not feel different at all, which in retrospect now seems crazy because, you know, New York's path has accelerated much faster than ours and has been much more horrifying than most people's path in Portland. Over the course of the week that I was there, I spent almost the entire week on Pier 92 and 94, enormous piers out over the West Side Highway where the art fair is held. That is the largest art fair in New York and one of the largest in the world. It attracts 50 to 60,000 people a year. And in terms of attendance, they did very well this year. The general tone at the beginning of the fair was damn the torpedoes, or not even really thinking about or acknowledging what was going on in the larger world. But by the end of the 5 days that we were there at the fair, that it was open to the public, the tone and the behavior had changed dramatically. And, you know, to put it very simply, at the beginning of the fair, people were leaning in to give me the traditional, you know, two-cheek art world kiss, which I will say I resisted every single time. And by the end of the fair, people were, you know, at most bumping elbows or bumping feet, and there was no more kissing going on. And it was fascinating to be there for that relatively brief period of time, but a very kind of intense period of time, and see behaviors and mores changing so quickly.
Mm-hmm. So the art world was getting, now the penny dropped. The penny dropped for the art world during those 5 days. Do you think they were getting their information from the media or from each other?
I think the penny dropped for New York and the art world, both of which are populations and communities who do have kind of a damn the torpedoes pride, which I really admire. And I think people were getting their information at the art fair primarily from each other. I think there was the Armory Show is a very international fair, so there were many dealers who came in from other parts of the world. Very few cancellations. I think only two or three galleries had to drop out because of travel restrictions coming from China and Hong Kong. But from Europe, for example, people were getting a very different perspective on the disease than they might have had a few days before.
So that's amazing. So it could have been on one of those hot spots you read about, you know, the big conference that spread it all over the world, spread it to New York. I guess maybe one day there'll be a data visualization of that art show.
Yes, well, these are all thoughts that have crossed my mind, and indeed there is a large art fair in Maastricht that happened right after the Armory Show and had to close mid-fair because several dealers were diagnosed with COVID, so they actually shut the fair about halfway through. I think and hope that the Armory Show made it in just under the wire, although unquestionably there were people who were infected. But I have never used so much hand sanitizer and washed my hands so much in my life. It was we weren't wearing masks, and that wasn't normative at that point. But I've spent many, many rather dark hours last month thinking about what the consequences of that visit might have been. On the other hand, that many people coming together around art at a dark time is also a beautiful thing. And yes, it is an art fair and a commercial venture, but the positive energy around the fair and around the art was quite uplifting. And I came back from the fair scared, but also feeling very happy that I do the work that I do, and happy that we were able to present Julie's work there. And it was a very successful fair in terms of exposure and sales for her work, which is not traditional art fair type of work. We won the sector prize for the part of the fair that we were in, and it was a truly uplifting experience in a weird way.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You've been listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. Thank you so much to Theo Daz Le Guin for letting us open up the gallery and look at Danielle Roney's Frequencies of Opacity. This work will be up through May 15th by appointment only. So thank you, Theo.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is Art Focus, the show where we talk to artists and curators about visual art. My name's Joseph Gallivan, and I'm here on your community-supported radio station, KBOO Portland, where we are one of the few shows talking about visual art in Portland. Thanks for listening today, and I want to remind everyone that if you can donate today at kbu.fm/give, please do so. We've had to cancel our usual spring membership drive because of the station shutdown, so we hope you'll show your support by giving online. We know times are tough, so if you're not able to donate, don't worry. But if you can, please show your support for this free community resource. KBOO.fm. Thanks very much.
It's Warhol, actually.
What did I say?
Hull. It's Hull. As in hulls.
Andy Warhol.
What? Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol. Like Hull. Hull.
Andy Warhol, take one.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Like to take a cement fix, be a standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. Put the people in my brain, two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show.
Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do.
Andy Warhol, let's a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol, looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart.
forgotten how often we saw the creed. He's been much on my mind.
Bang them out, hang them up, nothing is what it appears. Renee and Georgette agreed with their dog after the war. Returned to their hotel suite and they unlocked the door. Easily losing their evening clothes, they danced by the light of the moon to the penguins. The Oreos, the five saddles, the deep forbidden music they'd been longing for. Renee and Georgette agreed with their dog after the war. Renee and Georgette agreed with their dog after the war. Were strolling down Christopher Street when they stopped in a men's store. With all of the mannequins dressed in the style that brought tears to their immigrant eyes. Just like the penguins, the moon glows, the Oreos, the five saddles, the easy stream of life the air. Renee and Georgette agreed with their dog après la guerre. Side by side they fell asleep, decades gliding by like Indians, time is cheap. When they Renee and Georgette agreed with their dog after the war. Were dining with the power elite and they looked in their bedroom drawer. And what do you think they have hidden away in the cabinet cold of their hearts? The pen. The moon glows, the Oreos, and the five saddles. For now and ever after, as it was before, Renee and Georgette agreed with their dog after the war.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hill, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors change in you. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. For they could not love you. Still your love was true. And when no hope was left inside on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful. Starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. Would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
Have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep, they just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart?
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Hey KBOO supporters, this is Cat Meow, KBOO's board president.